because most people are so deeply invested in their own experience that they don't have enough energy to think of how you're going to take it personally. And if they did, they would probably behave better. It's very rare that there's a human being, they're out there. But it's very rare that the people in this room would meet a human being who was actively, creatively, powerfully, intelligently, and systematically trying to hurt your feelings. You know, I always tell my kids, guys, you know, you might, whatever you believe, you're going to find evidence of, right? So pick good beliefs. But here's the thing. You've been raised with us, meaning my husband and I, so you really don't want to play with the bad people because they are way badder than you. You don't even know how to be bad at that level. And so when we watch movies and stuff, I said, do you see how the bad people, it's just a whole new level of creativity. But for those of us in this room and for my children, we're not going to really be with those people who are creatively manipulative. Those make good movies, but they're really not in your life.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They used to be.
Well, I challenge you to relook at that. If that were true, they would be not working a regular job. Because if they could really manipulate people at that level, why would they work a regular job? So as long as you hold a paradigm, an ego perspective that somebody else is more powerful than you, you will never heal at the level you're capable of.
Well, what if because the way I see it is, I don't think this particular person is more powerful than me, but they're better at that. They're better at that than I am and ever really want to be.
So let me ask you this.
And I just don't.
Do you think they could treat me that way?
Do what?
Could they treat me that way? Did they treat everybody in their life experience that way?
Probably. No, and I don't, and they won't treat me that way anymore either.
So wow, you just contradicted yourself really big in front of everybody.
I won't engage with it anymore because of like I'm like it's just like that hurts and I don't want to do that anymore.
So let's go back to what you said. If they're really good at viciously hurting people, why could you escape that?
Why could I escape that?
Mm-hmm. So is that the experience of everybody who works for them? Guys, it comes down to one thing.
But I can relate to what you were saying because we have someone in our building who has a lot of power. Well, she thinks she has a lot of power. She acts as if...
You think so too, or you wouldn't bring her up right now.
Yes.
Because she's not here now.
Right. But she's able to make decisions that we may, that would hinder things that we move forward because of her position.
Yeah, and it's your job, right?
It's her job.
No, it's your job where you get a paycheck to show up.
Right, but I don't interact with her anymore.
So listen to everything you're saying, because I'm challenging you, and I'm challenging you aggressively. And you don't have to agree. You don't ever have to come back. It's a free night. But here's what we're coming to on Earth. You need to make a decision. First of all, you couldn't even be in this room if you weren't already playing with this concept. So are you a co-creator of your life experience? That's decision one. I need a pen or what? One, you are a co-creator. Two, oh no, you're not. You're a victim. And people have big power that can affect you. But here's the thing. You're wasting a lot of time and energy. You're wasting a lot of heart. You're wasting a lot of thought. You're wasting a lot of physical health believing that other people are powerful more so than you. It doesn't matter what goes on at your job. You're paid to show up 40 hours a week, maybe 50, maybe 60. Take the money and run. Nobody paid you. Nowhere is it in your contract that you need to have your feelings hurt by somebody misusing power. Ever. That is in no contract that any of you have ever signed. Nowhere does it say if you work for this company, you should take home hurt feelings because this person has more power than you.
I agree totally with what you said.
Intellectually, but you haven't brought the heart.
Emotionally, because once I realized that, I let go. And
you haven't let go, or you wouldn't have brought it up tonight.
Well, okay. Well, it came to my attention because one of the doctors had mentioned to me that she got the same attitude, the same treatment from her. So it brought back, I guess, the memories of what it felt like. And so, but to me, I know to at least protect myself. So.
Okay, so listen to what that says. So, and I don't know you, haven't seen you, but thank you for coming tonight. Hope you'll come again. But really, this is so important because you don't want to wait till you're 80. Don's lived an exceptional life of great diversity, but today it's really different on Earth. You can really, really get this today. It was not possible 10 years ago. It was not possible 5 years ago. It definitely wasn't possible 20 years ago. You have a choice, but most of us on this path are doing this one foot in, one foot out thing. Oh, I can create. No, I can't. They're bigger than me. They're meaner than me. They're tougher than me. They hurt me. Right? Going back and forth. You got it?
Yeah.
Decide. You didn't show up here. You didn't drive in Thursday night traffic to come here because you want to dink around with feeling bad. That's not why you're here. This is the only time on earth that mass amounts of people are able to choose a sense of self. That's it. I wouldn't like the Dr. Don went to either. And yeah, I saw some of those too in my 15 years of chronic pain journey. I wouldn't like him. But if I was a different personality and a different experience, he would have been the best doctor after. Because he believes in what he does 125%. And he's going to cram it down your throat and have you believe too. I would have paid money for that if it would have fixed me. Right? But we're not all here for that journey. But do you see where you're waffling? You got to decide. Are you here tapping for you, or are you here tapping because they control you and hurt your feelings? Different perspective, isn't it? Yes.
So here's the piece that I'm playing with, and in my just to make it personal. So I met a guy, and I've been putting out there, I want to meet a man as free as I am. So I meet this guy who's like, I don't care who you date or who you sleep with. And I was like, how?
That's a little too free.
But now, I'm mad about it. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't know what to do with that. But is it, like, if I go to, where am I? Why would it bother me at all if I'm my own authority? And of course I'm going to date whoever I want or sleep with whoever. I mean, if I'm my own authority, then it wouldn't bother me. Like, I'm really giving my authority to him.
Okay, well, but you're drawing a fine line. So here it is. When you become highly spiritually evolved, I don't care how highly spiritually evolved you become, you are still on the earth experience where you have personality, where your duty as a great spirit in a puny human body in a human earth experience is to have an identity. But you get to pick your identity. That's where I'm pushing you tonight. Make a decision. Is it victim identity or is it empowered identity? Hey, this crazy person I worked with or paid money to go see about my heart, you know, most of these people you paid money or time or effort to suffer over, right? Do they have the authority or I get to choose where I'm going to go from here? That's the piece. But you're in this thing. Does being spiritually evolved mean I have no opinion? No, you're not a blob. You get to pick. What does a relationship mean? If you're going to sleep with somebody in this era, they need to not be sleeping around. That's not physically healthy. That's like saying, yeah, I can pick McDonald's supersize me, you know, 3 meals a day, but it's probably going to clog my heart. There's still earth reality. So there's a difference between being involved and being in your own authority and having realistic expectations for where you are. Guys, you're not here for an end game. You're not here to give up all personality and to evolve above all negative emotion. That's not what Earth is about. You are here to be in the negative emotion and choose a spiritual perspective anyway. And so it's like, hey, I am so awesome. You might want to just pick me, or you miss out on this greatness. Adios. That would be appropriate. That would be appropriate. So where do you find out what does my personality for today mean for my circle of influence? Here's the key word. Circle of influence. Can you influence that person? Can you influence that doctor? You can't. They're on their own agenda. Your realities collided. You can decide. Not a good fit. But the piece I want to take you to, if it's not a good fit, can you be part of the evolution where there's no reprimand? Wow, I really don't like that thought, that perspective, that choice, that lifestyle, that authority figure at work, that misuse of authority, that commitment to only one ideal. Wow, that doesn't fit me, but I see it really fits them well. I get to choose again. All right, so I'm baffling you. Let me give it to you another way. So for Earth to work, Great Spirit had to come in a human puny body and say, okay, I'll create from fear, separate. Ego, I'll have ego and I will believe in separateness. And so that began the evolution of human consciousness. Today you're at a place where you get to decide, am I going to create from fear or negativity? Or am I going to create from good emotion? So Don can look at this doctor and say, wow, I used to so relate to that. Not there anymore. Not my thing. Thank you for giving me 110% clarity. I don't want the drugs. I don't want this guy's way. And I'm not even sure I'm going to go to a doctor again. Can you see the difference? Or it can be, how could he do that when I paid for his time? That's irresponsible. That's wrong. No, it's not. He's fully committed to his path of allopathic medicine. So, reprimand. Can you give up reprimand? Reprimand is a frequency of fear, creating from fear. Can you give it up? But does it mean that you would settle for something that doesn't feel good to you? If you did that, what would be the point of the diversity of this planet? Don't give up your personality. Enjoy your personality. That is the gift, the uniqueness of you for this planet. Only give up the parts that feel bad. Not all bad. You're still going to have human grief. You're still going to have mother's worry. You're still going to have a broken heart when it's appropriate. Don't give up that. Just give up the attachment to the suffering. But never agree to something is right for you if it's not right for you. And 10 years from now, you may feel differently. Different perspective?